I guess to sum up, what will be the effect on the Wisconsin economy because of this contract?
Because of this contract, we will see some negative impact on the economy, both for the government as well as also for consumption spending. For the government, what I expect to see in the near future would be a slight decline in government revenue, both income tax and other taxes that government gets. On the other hand, we also expect to see some increase in government spending in terms of unemployment compensations going up. On the consumer side, also, we will see some decline in spending because we are expecting some layoffs in Harley-Davidson in the near future. So that will lead to lower income and less consumer spending.
And these things won't happen until 2012?
Yes. The agreement goes into effect in 2012, so it won't happen until 2012.
I was curious to know how much this would affect Tomahawk as opposed to the Milwaukee area. I'm guessing that Harley is a much bigger slice of the economic pie in a northern Wisconsin community than it would be in the industrial southeast.
Yes, the negative impact on the Tomahawk economy will be much larger for the reason that you mentioned. In Tomahawk, Harley-Davidson accounts for a larger portion of the economy. And because of that concern, if you look at the voting pattern of the union workers, you'll see that in Tomahawk, the agreement was approved by a larger proportion, more than 70%, I believe, whereas in the Milwaukee area, it was about 55%. So the concern is there among the workers because in Tomahawk, you know, Harley-Davidson action will have a greater impact.
What about the effect of the fact that a lot of these full-time jobs with benefits are going to be replaced with seasonal workers? What are we going to see happening in the economy when that happens?
Okay. This is a national trend. We have also seen with other business firms around the country, they're relying more and more on part-time workers as opposed to full-time workers where they don't have to pay the fringe benefit and they can save a lot of expenses. This will have some impact on, as I said, on consumer spending in the area because there'll be lesser income, so less spending, and this will also lead to lesser revenue for the state government.
Sounds a lot like the new normal we've heard so much about.
Yes. Give you a context, in the national economy, we had about 1% part-time workers in our labor force, and we are seeing that number go up to 2%, 2.5% right now. So it's a national trend that we see.
Abdur Chaudhary, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you very much for having me on your program.